Good morning. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, an hour dedicated to helping you find connection so you can live your best life.
And now it's time for the 5 on 5. The 5 on 5 is a wonderful time of gratitude. It gives 5 points of gratitude that will allow us to focus on the best things in life, even when they hide in the mundane. And the 5 on 5 is sponsored by a wonderful Vero Beach salon called Kaleidoscope Hair. Formerly with the Color Experience, Sandra Reynoso and Callie Ruiz are dedicated to giving patrons the best cuts, the most natural color, and everyone's favorite, extraordinary shampoos. Located in the Kmart Plaza in Vero Beach at 1545 U.S. Highway 1, they can be reached at 772-569-3645. Kaleidoscope Hair. Get a new twist on your look today. Okay, everybody, so today for the 5 on 5, we're looking at natural beauty. Now, what do we mean by that? We're looking at nature and finding beauty, okay? So number 5, pelicans diving for food in our Indian River Lagoon. That's a beautiful thing to see. It's even better when they get something and you watch them put their neck up and swallow. Number 3, the bloom on trees and bushes in the south, or the changing color of the leaves in the north. Number 2, the harvest moon with its bold gold presence. Number 2, smile lines around the mouths and eyes of somebody you love. And the number 1, natural beauty, that feeling of belonging that comes when you hug someone you haven't seen in a while, but you recognize as family. Well, we're back today talking about family, and we're talking about times that are tough with family, difficulties with family, some a little bit of dysfunction. And we're talking about some of the traits that some of us carry from growing up with a little bit of dysfunction in our homes. So what do we do? You know, the first thing I was talking about is admit it, uncover it, and admit it. It's hard to step back from your life and look at it objectively, but that's what you're going to have to do if you want to get along better with the people you love. Because you can love people and not be comfortable with them. Some of it might be your work. Like I said at the very beginning, if Uncle Red is a son of a gun, he's going to be a son of a gun. But can you be comfortable with who you are with Uncle Red? That's my question. So start talking to others. Let those close to you disclose their perspective. They might even tell you things about yourself that you didn't know. Did you know you were a workaholic? Or did you know that you tend to run? Whenever I get close to you, you run away? Or whatever it is. If you give them a chance, sometimes people close to you will tell you things about yourself that you've never really quantified. You may know it in the back of your head. You just never put words to it. Get information. You know, you can go to workshops, you can get books, you can have a professional evaluation. But to know your truth, you're going to have to become aware. Notice what sets you off. Do you binge eat? Do you drink? Do you run? Do you go back to work? Whatever it is that you do to hide out, what happens right before it? Know your truth. What makes you run? And then the next thing, of course, you're going to have to give it time. You know, they have that acronym for time that none of us likes. Things I must earn. Meaning that it's going to take a little time. I'm going to have to start looking at it. I'm going to have to start wanting it to be different. And I'm going to have to start taking action. And it's going to take a little time. I'm going to have to earn it. You know, while you're doing that, if there's a support group or somewhere you can go to get some backup, I really ask you to look for it. You know, there are some adult children of alcoholics groups. There are AA groups. There are Overeaters Anonymous groups. There's things like that where what you do to get away from the feeling, if you have something like that, find other people that do the same thing. Because there's something miraculous about identifying with other people. And you finally feel like you're understood. It's an incredible feeling if you find a like-minded group of people. Because you're not alone. Some of these issues are things that make you feel very alone, but the reality is you're not alone, and you're not the only one. You know, if there's words for what you're going through, it's been done before. It's been felt before. People have lived through it. You're not the only one. There might be some work to do. And work sometimes is a four-letter word, just like pain is a four-letter word. And sometimes the work will cause the pain. You'll have to go back into the memory and feel the pain. But then you get to let the memory stay in the past. And you get to come out of that and live in the future. Now, you know, you can do work with, it's not just an intellectual exercise. Some of it is emotional work. So you might need a therapist or somebody strong, somebody's trained to help you go through it. You might need a support group. You might need to do some journaling, a 12-step group, whatever it is. But to make changes, making changes, that's not an intellectual exercise. That's actually doing the work. And there will be pain when you do the work, but it will pass, I promise you. You do the work, and the pain will pass, and you'll live into the best part of it, where that is behind you, like it really is. Things that have happened in the past are behind you. Let's leave those emotions back there, too. I had a woman that I was working with once who gave a great understanding of it, and I said, well, what is it like? She said, it used to be like my mind was a filing cabinet, and every once in a while, the top drawer would open up, and this file would just jump out at me, and it was how she felt about her family, and she said, and it just would attack me, and I never knew when it was going to come. I never knew what. She goes, so I went, and I did some therapy. In her case, she did EMDR therapy. There's local people in the Vero Beach area, or in Sebastian, actually, that do EMDR. Where you're listening, if you're listening on iHeartRadio, look for a therapist that does EMDR. It's a special kind of therapy. And it means eye movement. Oh, my goodness, DR. I'm not going to. But it desensitization reaction or something. But it's where you're watching a light and you're having pulsating paddles in your hands while you're having therapy. And something about that, taking your brain to use that, you sometimes can get deeper faster, and you sometimes can get better results. But this woman, she did some EMDR therapy, and I said, what's it like now? She goes, it's still in the filing cabinet, but it's in a lower drawer, and I can open the drawer and look at it when I want to, but it never jumps out at me anymore. What a beautiful thing. What a beautiful healing that she had. But she did the work. She went and she looked for the work. And then you'll have to affirm your own truth. You're going to have to come to the fact that you know that you are enough now. How do you do that? You walk through it, you come to the new place, and you see where you're at. And you'll get to see who you are, and you'll get to respond to yourself and who you are. And you'll get to create who you are. You'll have choices back because your choices will be rediscovered. You won't have to go to every fight you're invited to. You'll be able to choose that which you want to fight about. And that which you just want to let it pass. It sounds kind of crazy, but it's really, really true. In my experience, the higher power or God or whatever you call source, God never forces relationship. But God awaits for the voluntary reaching for it by man, especially in a spiritual relationship. But also, how about these relationships with your family? You were kind of forced into them, right? You were born into them or you were brought into them, however you became part of your family. But here you are now. You get to voluntarily choose your relationships. And wouldn't it be wonderful if you could choose to have a relationship with your family? Some of you listening, that might not be possible. If your family is very sick, and I don't mean dying kind of sick. I mean just mentally ill and abusive, it might not be possible for you to have that, but you will be able to get to forgiveness with them and move beyond it. And then when you're walking in forgiveness and you had to shut the door on a relationship, it's a completely different feeling than when you slammed a door on relationship and you never looked at it. Forgiveness, looking at it, assessing what's real and true, assessing what's healthy and possible, and then choosing is completely different than just slamming the door and running. So What about relationship even with the higher power or with God?
Yeah,
I'm sorry. We're talking about family. Whether you like it or not, you're part of the family of man. And some of you are having problems with that relationship. Maybe that's the family problem that you're having. So when I said the R word, relationship, did you flinch? When I said God never forces relationship, but awaits for man to voluntarily reach for it? Did you kind of go, ooh, what's this, you know? Relationship. How do you have a good relationship? You know, look around your house. Is there anybody in your house that knows how to have a good relationship? Wouldn't it be great if you could say, yes, I'm looking in the mirror, Beth, and I see who can have a good relationship. It's me. Because unfortunately, right now, there is an epidemic. It's one that Beth Wee works against a lot. There's an epidemic spreading through society, and it's loneliness. You know, technology is not the cause, but it does exacerbate it. Circumstance is not the cause, but it can increase the symptoms. But loneliness is really hurting people. I remember Janis Joplin once was singing to a crowd of 250,000 people. And that's what she said. She said, I just made love to 250,000 people, but I'm going home alone. And everybody knows, as talented and as wonderful an artist as she was a drug addict. She was hiding from her feelings. Do you identify with that? Do you have talents and gifts and skills that you bring to the world, but then you go home alone and you feel complete loneliness? I got to be honest and tell you, that's what I'm finding in a lot of my seminars. Loneliness is in an epidemic proportion right now. And it's a tough thing. Loneliness is not about being alone. It's about not being connected. And, you know, as humans, we have three wonderful main natures. We have our physical nature, our mental and emotional nature, and our spiritual nature. And the epidemic of loneliness can affect all of these areas, and it may have separated you from your family, from the people you care about the most. Loneliness, believe it or not. And it's tough. Physically, we can become separated and suffer in isolation. And mentally and emotionally, we can become separated from our true self, and we start playing roles or being inauthentic. And spiritually, we can become separated from the divine and suffer with things like lack of purpose, loss of joy, a limited life instead of an abundant life, these kind of things. Because when we become separated from source, everything in life becomes limited, even our thinking. So here we're talking about family and relationships, and I bring up the word loneliness, and some of you are listening going, are you really telling us that I'm going into a time of family and what I'm suffering from is loneliness? And I'm sorry to say it, but that's my experience with the people I've worked with. That is really my experience. We may have learned to be lonely instead of to live our fullest, and that's a tough place. But we have some things we can do, and we're going to talk about them when we come back. We're going to take one more little break, and when we come back from that little break, we're going to tie this up and really try to come together with how we deal with family and dysfunction. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
If you connect with the thoughts and words of Beth Wee Radio Hour, you should click on our website to find ideas that will help you live your best life. At BethWee.com, you'll discover Beth's weekly blog that encourages growth, a format you can fill in to create a prayer of victory to help you through a tough time, and in-depth videos teaching on 12 steps, even if you aren't battling alcoholism or addiction. Beth speaks to your personal place of brokenness so you can rise above it. All this and more at BethWee.com. Check it out today.
Hi, everybody. I'm Beth Walsh Erickson. Thanks for staying tuned. You're listening to the Beth Wee Radio Hour, and we're here today. We're talking about where we are with family. Some of it dysfunction, some of it wonderful. And we're going into a time of year when we're going to be around family, and we just wanted to talk about some of the issues and the things that we have to to come through so that we can connect and be really one with our family. You know, how do you get to know somebody? If you have somebody new in your life, how do you get to know them? Many of you are saying communication's the answer, but you know, there's a lot of ways to communicate. And most of them are broken into either verbal or nonverbal. I mean, if you look at communication, that's if you're studying communication, it's verbal and nonverbal is what they're going to say. But are you ready for that? What is that? What words have you learned to describe communication? We already said verbal and nonverbal, but what about like business communication, oral communication? You've heard those, right? How about effective, alternative, telecommunication, non-human communication? I don't know. But communicating is one of the ways we develop relationship. Now, some of the communicating with which we've developed relationships was done years ago. And we've just held on to that kind of communication. And we're looking at the relationship as if the communication we experienced 20 years ago is what we're going to experience today. Now, I want you to look at yourself. Where were you 20 years ago? Who were you with 20 years ago? How did you communicate 20 years ago? I do a journaling exercise. Some of you know about my spiritual heat that I do. I do a journaling exercise and I write H-E-A-T. I talk about honor, examine, ask, and thank. And it's a communication with myself and with the higher power. And one of the things I do every once in a while is I'll look back at an old journal. The other day, I was looking back at a journal from 1992. So it's over 20 years ago. And I was just looking at how I wrote in these different areas, in the H, the E, the A, the T. And you know, my communication with Source, with God, with my understanding of the higher power in that journal over 20 years ago was very proper and very specific and super respectful and very, I was reading it thinking, wow, I don't talk to the higher power like that anymore. Because we're like buds now, you know, we're like buddies and friends, you know, and I can be a little more casual. I can shoot from the hip. I can say what I really mean instead of trying to clean it up. That's how relationship grows. That's how it grows with friends too. Think about people you knew 20 years ago when you first met them compared to how you can talk to them now. Even look at if you have family members, that's what we're talking about today. You know, are you able to talk to your family members today the way you really are, the way you talk to your friends? And if the answer is no, it's because you've separated the communication. You've stopped communicating over the last 20 years or however long it's been. And that's something that you need to look at. So, you know, intentional dialogue with people will help establish and improve relationship. And that's true whether it's for family or for other people. But it's important to know about communicating. And the first thing I want to talk about is time. You know, when you give time for communication to another, it shows you value them. It's a type of honor when you can carve out part of your day for someone else. I have a family member currently who's going through a hard time and is away in a program. And there's a place that you can call and leave a message. And I try to leave a message every day. I try to drop a card in the mail every day. Why? I just want to be supportive. I want that person to know I love them and that I always will. And that I'm there for them. Now, could I have done that 20 years ago? I don't know. I don't know if I could have gotten out of my own way to do that 20 years ago. But gratefully, I've been growing in the last 20 years. And gratefully, I had people around me that encouraged my growth. Do you have that? Because that will help. Do you have a group of people that encourage your growth? And if you don't, ask for it. Ask for the group. Say, I need some people that get me. I need to know where to go to have people that understand what I'm going through and the growth I want to see in my life and help me find it. Just say it to the beautiful blue sky, and I promise the answers will come. If you seek, the answers will come. At least that's my experience. You know, as you talk to someone more, in addition to giving time, what happens, the closer you get to people, the more honest you can become. Honesty kind of grows. And you become more and more willing to be honest as you are received well. As somebody becomes safe. Like I said before, I'm shy at first. I test the water. Because not everybody is safe. So I don't give the meaty, hearty, difficult parts right away. I hold back a little bit on that until I know if it's safe. But once I know it's safe, I can also share that with people and I can get support. Just like a friendship, I can get support. You'll also develop in your own relationship with your true self as you start to be more and more honest with other people. And as you live it, you know, intimacy can only prevail when your true self is exposed. So it does. Intimacy demands a bit of vulnerability. So test the water. I do it. I don't feel guilty about it. I don't feel like I'm minimizing my life or that I'm living less of a life. I'm just testing the water. Because when the water tests clean and clear, I can move forward and I can have a wonderful relationship. But I tested the water. So that's kind of another thing. In addition to time, let the honesty in the relationship grow. It's important. And you know, as you start to talk to another person or other people, or even to the God of your understanding, wherever you're going to build this relationship, your self-worth will increase because we begin to feel more important because we're actually sharing ourselves. And as we share ourselves, we begin to value ourselves because it becomes part and parcel of our real work. It's hard. If you've never come to believe in yourself before, this can be hard. That's the part of the work I said that may be a little bit painful at first. But just go slowly. Just take it one little choice at a time. Make one little choice at a time. Because it's important for you to find your way so that you can have this relationship with family, with friends, with people, because you deserve it. You know, Goethe, the philosopher long ago, there's a quote of his that I love. It's we need to have people who mean something to us. People to whom we can turn, knowing that being with them is coming home. I want you to come home. Come home to where you're comfortable. Hopefully it will be with your family. If your family's not safe, create your new family. Because you need people. We all need a place to belong. And we all can live with that beautiful place of belonging. And that's where you're going to find your own ability. You know, don't be afraid. The awards are so worth the effort. You know, when you really step out of yourself and grow and see the truth about yourself and share that truth with others, with your higher power, with your family, you're going to have many rewards. One is a new worldview. You're going to have a new worldview from getting closer to your family. Hard to believe? I promise it's true. You'll have greater energy. As you stop trying to suppress who you are and hide out and run and all that backhanded stuff we do, your energy level will improve because you'll be straightforward. You're going to have freedom at like a gut level. From the very base of your gut, you're going to feel better. You're going to attract other people. And I'll tell you what, and animals. Other people and animals are going to feel safer around you naturally. And they're going to start to show up. And then you'll have some of those speed bumps that keep you from growing spiritually. They'll be removed. And most of all, once discovered, that, you know, once you did have that real relationship with self, so that you can share it with other people, you will grow. This relationship will never leave because it's always there. It's been there waiting for you to recognize it and to charge it up. So we're going into a time of year where we may see the people that have been difficult in our histories. Don't worry. Just assess the reality and move forward. You are so worth it. And we are so crazy about you. Thanks for tuning in to the Beth Wee Radio Hour. We'll talk to you next Thursday at 11 o'clock. Thank you.